2019 Annual Conference and Convention Program. Sponsored by Energy Upgrade California. June 5th to 9th, 2019. Believe and Achieve. Judy Wilkinson, President. California Council of the Blind. 2143 Hurley Way Suite No. 250. Sacramento, California, 95825. 916-441-2100, 800-221-6359. Local Conference and Convention Host, Fresno Chapter, Sarah Harris, President. Location, DoubleTree by Hilton, Fresno Convention Center. 2233 Ventura Street, Fresno, California, 93721. Reservations, 559-268-1000. We would like to thank the following conference and convention sponsors. Vanda Pharmaceuticals, Investor Level. Energy Upgrade California, Investor Level. Cruise Automations, Sustainer Level. Sprint Communication, Sustainer Level. Rosen, Biat, Galvin, and Grunfeld LLP, Contributor Level. We would also like to express our appreciation to the local host committee and the many local sponsors. Our thanks also to the individual sponsors, $100 gold, $50 silver, $25 bronze. Please be sure to visit the sponsored following activities. The Sprint Registration and Volunteer Desk. The Rosen, Biat, Galvin, and Grunfeld, GSGDH Luncheon. The Vanda Pharmaceuticals Non-24 Educational Breakout. The Vanda Pharmaceuticals Fitness Luncheon. The Vanda Pharmaceuticals CCB 85th Birthday Dinner. The Vanda Pharmaceuticals Hospitality Suite. Table of Contents. President's Message, Judy Wilkinson. General Information. Hotel Information and Amenities. Conference and Convention Program. Exhibitor List. Special Recognition. Advertisements. Hotel Description. President's Message. Welcome to our 2019 Conference and Convention. Get ready to party with us at the 85th birthday celebration of the California Council of the Blind. We have lots to party about, as you'll discover during our general sessions and interesting breakout meetings and activities. Our slogan, Believe and Achieve, reflects the determination and can-do attitude which is the underpinning of our grassroots, membership-driven organization. Yes, we'll party, and we'll do much serious work as well. That's how we got here to 85, and that's how we'll move into the future. Please thank our generous donors as you meet their representatives in the exhibit hall or during other convention events. Greet old friends and make new ones. My husband Steve and I hope to chat with as many of you as we can during our packed time together. Let the party begin. General Information. If you require an assistive listening device for the general sessions or other special accommodations, please contact the Sprint Registration Table and Volunteer Desk. Please wear your badge at all times during the conference and convention, badge with red dot required for voting. Donations of door prizes to be given throughout the conference and convention should be brought to the Sprint Registration Table and Volunteer Desk. If your chapter plans to make a contribution to our scholarship or general fund during the conference and convention, you are urged to have a representative from your chapter present at the banquet. If you would like to pay your member at large dues for 2019 or pay CCB Life member dues, you may do so at the Sprint Registration Table and Volunteer Desk. You may also sign up for the ACB Monthly Monetary Support Fund, from which, through automatic deductions, you can give CCB up to 50% of your monthly donation. If you are already an MMS contributor, you may also modify your existing MMS donation. Hotel Information and Amenities. Hotel check-in time is 3:30 p.m., check-out time is 12 noon. Later check-out time is subject to hotel availability. Please inquire at the front desk. The hotel has free Wi-Fi and parking. Shuttle service is available to the train station, bus station, or airport between 6 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Shuttles leave on the hour and half hour. It is extremely helpful to let the hotel know of your travel plans since shuttle space is limited. To arrange for a ride, call 559-268-1000. Allow 10 to 15 minutes for shuttle to arrive. The International Cafe is open for breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m., for lunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and for dinner from 5 to 10 p.m. The International Cafe is closed between 2 and 5 p.m. The Atrium Lounge opens at 2 p.m. Java Stop is a Starbucks setup with morning hours 5:30 to 10 a.m. and offers breakfast items as well as full coffee and tea menus. Pizza Hut is outside the elevators and offers pizza from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., when hotel is serving. The fitness center has two treadmills and elliptical, a stationary bike, a workout bench, free weights, weight machine exercise balls, and a floor mat. The business center has three computers and a printer. The gift shop is unattended. If you need anything, go to the front desk. Please dial 0 for the hotel operator, who can assist with any needs. Dial 7 and then the room number to dial another guest room in the hotel. To make a local call, dial 9 and then the number. To make a long distance call, dial 9 plus 1 and then the number. Conference and convention information. Wednesday, June 5th, 2019. 8 to 11 p.m., enjoy a get-together with President Wilkinson, President's Suite. Thursday, June 6th, 2019. 9 to 5 p.m., CCB registration, foyer. Pre-registration packets can be picked up at the CCB registration table. 1 to 4 p.m., Technology Committee meeting, sponsored by Sprint, Andrea de Klotz, Chair, Salon D1. Gamers Gathering, join other game enthusiasts and share your favorite computer and/or smartphone pastimes. Also explore today's multiple ways to access books. 3 to 4 p.m., Credentials Committee meeting, Frank Welt, Chair, Salon D2. You only need to attend if your credentials information has changed since submitting your forms. 5:30 to 9 p.m., CCB Board Meeting and Dinner, President, Judy Wilkinson, Salon C. All are welcome and encouraged to attend this event. Enjoy a good meal and learn more about the CCB. You can attend without purchasing dinner. 9 p.m., Nominations Committee Meeting, Frank Welt, Chair, Salon D1. 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., Welcome to Fresno Party, sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals and hosted by Fresno Chapter, Sarah Harris President. CCB Hospitality Suite, Salon D3. Enjoy the no-host bar. Friday, June 7, 2019. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., CCB Registration, Foyer. Name badges are available at the registration table. Please wear your badge at all times during the conference and convention. Your badge must contain a red dot for voting. Exhibits will be on display from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. in Salons A and B. 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., CCB Women's Breakfast, Salon D3. How do we pamper ourselves? Women will share their tips and tricks for treating themselves to the pampering that keeps them going each day. 8 a.m., CCB Resolutions Committee. Gabe Griffith and Jeff Tom, CO Chairs, Boardroom. 9 a.m. to 10:15 a.m., Braille Revival League of California, BRLC, Business Meeting, Mike Keithley, President, Salon D1. Topics to be announced. 10:30 a.m. to 11:45 a.m., California Library Users of America, CLUA, Bonnie Rennie, President, Salon D1. We expect to have an update on services from the Fresno Subregional Library and will have an update on activities of the Braille and Talking Book Library Advisory Committee. Time permitting, readers will talk about their reading interests and preferred reading methods. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., Committee on Access and Transportation, Eugene Lozano, Jr., Chair, Salon C. Benefits of Self-Driving Vehicles, Eric Danko, Senior Manager for Public Affairs, Cruise Automations, San Francisco, California. Self-driving vehicles offer a generational opportunity to improve roadway safety while improving transportation accessibility. This panel will explore the development of self-driving vehicles and their potential implications for safety, environmental sustainability and accessibility, particularly for people who are blind or who have low vision. 9:45 a.m., Advocacy on the Issue of Accessibility of Restaurant Kiosks, Michael Nunez, Associate, Rosenbia Galvin and Grunfeld LLP, San Francisco, California. The presentation will cover kiosks, trends, benefits for restaurant operators, and accessibility solutions. There will be an opportunity for a lively interactive discussion as to what steps need to be taken to make kiosks accessible and usable for people with disabilities. 10:15 a.m., Scooters, Skateboards, and Bikes, Oh My! Addressing the access barriers caused by dockless vehicles, Ben Conway, Litigation Counsel, Disability Rights California, Los Angeles, California. Other presenters to be announced. Nearly a dozen companies have rolled out electrically motorized boards, motorized scooters, electric bicycles, electric cars, or other personal transportation devices that people rent and park on the street or sidewalk. Some cities have been proactive in regulating this new technology, while other communities have done nothing, so that these vehicles are strewn across sidewalks and curb ramps, creating barriers for people with vision impairments and mobility impairments. This presentation will describe some of the varying experiences with this phenomenon, including the Disability Rights California lawsuit in San Diego. The presenters will examine various proposed solutions and describe some of the actions you can take when dockless vehicles arrive in your neighborhood. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., Blindness and Sleep Issues, Leslie McNeil, Vanda Pharmaceuticals, Regional Sales Director for California, Salon D2. 12 p.m. to 1:15 p.m., BRLC and CLUA Luncheon, Salon D3. Frank Welt will present on the Media and Accessible Design Laboratory at the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired, which produces tactile maps, 3D models, braille transcription, and audio recordings. This presentation will mainly focus on the design and production of tactile graphics. Samples will be available to touch. 12 p.m. to 1:15 p.m., Recreation and Fitness Luncheon, sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals, Sarah Harris moderator, Sequoia Room. Get moving CCB. Whether you are a fitness fanatic or someone just starting on your fitness journey, this is the lunch for you. Come and join your fellow CCB members to talk fitness and recreation. This will be an open discussion for members to share tips and ideas of how to stay fit and healthy in today's fast-moving world. 1:30 p.m. to 4:05 p.m., First CCB General Session, Judy Wilkinson, CCB President Presiding, Salon C. 1:35 p.m., Invocation, Pastor Kenton Ron, Campus Bible Church, Fresno, California. 1:40 p.m., Pledge of Allegiance. 1:45 p.m., Welcome to Fresno. 1:55 p.m., Nominations Committee Report, Frank Welt Chair. 2 p.m., President's Message. 2:20 p.m., Sponsor, Vanda Pharmaceuticals, Leslie McNeil, Regional Sales Director for California. 2:40 p.m., Sponsor, Cruise Automations, Eric Danko, Senior Manager of Public Affairs. The Future of Autonomous Vehicles. 3 p.m., Honor Roots and Foster Growth, Nurturing Relationships, Re-energizing Grassroots Advocacy, and Thriving as an Organization, Shannon M. Mulhall, Certified Americans with Disabilities Act Coordinator, City of Fresno. CCB has a powerful history of relationship building and advocacy. During this talk we will explore ways to honor the roots from which the organization has grown, while at the same time embracing the energy of new voices and mentoring the next generation of leaders. 3:30 p.m., Special Tribute to Catherine Skivers. We kick off the official CCB 85th birthday celebration by honoring one of ACP's founders and former CCB President Catherine, Kathy, Skivers as she celebrates her 94th birthday. 4:15 p.m., Constitution and Bylaws Committee, Gabe Griffith Chair, Boardroom. 4:15 p.m., Committee on Access and Transportation, Eugene Lozano, Jr., Chair, Salon D2. 4:15 p.m., Welcome to First Timers Meeting, Vivian Younger, Membership Committee Chair, Salon D1. CCB Membership Committee invites new attendees, members at large and those who have not attended a CCB convention recently to participate in the First Timers Seminar. We encourage questions regarding convention activities, member benefits, and support and participation in fun interactive activities. 5:30 to 6:45 p.m., CCB Happy 85th Birthday Dinner, Salon C. Share your thoughts on what CCB has meant during its 85 years. 7 p.m., Second CCB General Session, Gabe Griffith, CCB First Vice President Presiding, Salon C. 7:05 p.m., Remembrance of Members Who Have Passed During the Previous Year. 7:20 p.m., Credentials Committee Report, Frank Welt, Chair. 7:25 p.m., Report from the American Council of the Blind, Jeff Tom, ACB Board Member. 7:45 p.m., Planning for the 2020 Convention, Judy Wilkinson, CCB President. 8 p.m., CCB Governmental Affairs Report, Jeff Tom and Sylvia Reese. 8:20 p.m., Introduction of CCB Conference and Convention Sponsors. 8:35 p.m., CCB Elections. 9:45 p.m., Break. 9:50 p.m., First Reading of the Proposed CCB Bylaws. The Hospitality Suite, hosted by the Fresno Chapter, will be open from the close of the General Session to 1 a.m., including more birthday celebrations and leftover cake, Salon D3. The Resolutions Committee will meet at the close of the General Session, Boardroom. Saturday, June 8, 2019. 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., CCB Registration, Foyer. 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., Exhibits will be on display, Salons A and B. 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., Membership Breakfast, Vivian Younger, Chair, Salon D3. CCB members will be encouraged to share their successful accomplishments in a sighted world. Strategies for maintaining a positive approach within our organization will be presented. 8:30 a.m. to 10:15 a.m., Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, GSGDH, Business Meeting, Alice Turner, President, Salon D1. 10:15 a.m. to 12 p.m., GSGDH, Program, Salon D1. We will have a presentation from a veterinarian on alternative treatments for guide dogs, including acupressure and supplements. 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., California Council of Blind Students Business Meeting, Robin Patchy, President, Tioga Room. 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., Vision Workshop, 3 Keys to Accelerating Your Results, presented by Kelly Egan, Sierra Room. In 1853, Henry David Thoreau wrote his famous essay called Walden, which contains a hidden code for prosperous living. During this dynamic vision workshop, you will unlock this code so that you can harness your life's purpose and the prosperity you deserve. 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., Why We Take Charge, Veronica Hernandez, Fresno Chapter, Moderator, Tioga Room. This program will introduce parents of blind children, as well as local educators, to a panel of successful blind adults who have navigated the public school system as children with vision loss and discuss challenges they faced and how they overcame obstacles. Parents and educators will have the opportunity to ask questions and gain a better understanding of future possibilities for their children or students. 12 p.m. to 1:15 p.m., GSGDH Luncheon, sponsored by Rosen, Biat, Galvin, and Grunfeld LLP, Alice Turner, President, Sequoia Room. We invite all to join the GSGDH Luncheon, to visit with friends and share your stories about self-advocacy. We will also be announcing the lucky winners of the first GSGDH silent auction. All are welcome. 12 p.m. to 1:15 p.m., Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California Luncheon, Paul Patchy, Jr., President Salon D3. 1:30 p.m., 3rd CCB General Session, Artis Basin, CCB Secretary Presiding, Salon C. 1:35 p.m., Sponsor, Sprint Communications, Kelly Egan, Sprint Accessibility. Blind and Low Vision Outreach. Panel from the Department of Rehabilitation will present updates and answer your questions about the department's programs that serve clients who are blind or have low vision. 1:45 p.m. The panel will be composed the following: Director Joe Xavier, Deputy Director Elena Gomez, Assistant Deputy Director Rosa Gomez, and the Specialized Services Management Team of David Burr Business Enterprise Program, Peter Dawson Blind Field Services, Jessica Grove, Orientation Center for the Blind, and Jay Harris Older, Individuals Who Are Blind. 2:30 p.m., Proposed Bylaws for the California Council of the Blind, Gabe Griffith, Constitution and Bylaws Chair. 3:45 p.m., Energy Upgrade California Presentation, James Collins, Community Education Outreach, California Council of the Blind. 4:30 p.m., Auction Committee Meeting, Andrea DeClotz, Chair, Boardroom. 4:30 p.m., Governmental Affairs Committee, Alice Turner and Artis Bazin, Co-Chairs, Salon D1. 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m., Scholarship Winners Reception, Christy Crespin, CCB Scholarship Committee Chair, Salon D3. This reception is being held to thank the CCB Scholarship donors, honor the 2018 to 2019 recipients, and spend time with the CCB Scholarship Committee and CCB board members. Meet and congratulate our CCB Scholarship winners. 6 p.m., No Host Attitude Adjustment Hour, Salon C. 7 p.m., The CCB Banquet, Salon C. MC by Sarah Harris, President Fresno Chapter. Invocation by Liv Presley, Fresno Chapter. Join us for a lively evening of entertainment. In addition to awards and other presentations, the banquet will feature the next best thing to Elvis himself. If needed, the CCB Resolutions Committee will meet directly after the banquet. The Vanda Pharmaceuticals Hospitality Suite will be open from the close of the banquet to 1 a.m., Salon D3. Sunday, June 9, 2019. 7:30 a.m., Devotional Services, Salon C. 8:30 a.m., 4th General Session, Judy Wilkinson, CCB President Presiding, Salon C. We will conduct assorted items of CCB business. This includes the reading of the minutes, Treasurer's Report, Newell Perry Trust Report, voting on resolutions, and if need be, completing our business with respect to the newly proposed CCB bylaws. The convention will adjourn no later than noon. Exhibitor List. 1 ACB Capital Chapter. 2 Access Ingenuity. 3 Adaptive Technology Services. 4 AT&T Ready to Go Events. 5 Disability Rights California. 6 Envision America Inc. 7 Golden State Guide Dogs Handlers, Inc. 8 Guide Dogs for the Blind. 9 Guide Dogs of America. 10 Guide Lights and Gadgets. 11 Guiding Eyes for the Blind. 12 Human Wear. 13 Lighthouse for the Blind, Incorporated Seattle. 14 Marquez Products for Independent Living. 15 Mary Beth World of Scent. 16 San Francisco Chapter. 17 Sterling Adaptives. 18 Sponsor, Cruise Automation. 19 Sponsor, Energy Upgrade California. 20 Sponsor, Rosenbia Galvin and Grunfeld, LLP. 21 Sponsor, Sprint Communications. 22 Sponsor, Vanda Pharmaceuticals. Special Recognition. The California Council of the Blind wishes to express its profound appreciation to Mr. Michael Baller, from the law firm of Goldstein Organ, Dart Arian, and Ho, and to Ms. Lexi P. Howard from the law firm Murphy, Austin, Adams and Schoenfeld, LLP, for the outstanding pro bono assistance provided to the council. Advertisements. Thank you Energy Upgrade California for sponsoring the California Council of the Blind and the 85th Annual Conference in Fresno, California, June 5, 2019. What the deal with time of use plans? California would like to become a zero-carbon electricity state by 2045. Assembly Bill AB 327 was adopted in 2015, ordering California investor-owned utilities to transition customers to time-of-use rate plans. Under these plans, energy prices will be lower during the day when renewable energy sources from solar and wind are plentiful, and higher in the late afternoon and early evening when non-renewable energy sources are consumed. Energy Upgrade California motto. When electricity is used matters as much as how much electricity is used. Why does the time of day matter? Energy demand peaks from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. as people return home and use gas and electricity to light, heat and slash or cool their homes. There is less demand during the day because of natural lighting and people leaving home for work or other destinations. Local energy providers are offering time of use plans. San Diego Gas and Electric, SDG&E, was the first to transition customers to TOU plans in 2019. Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, and Southern California Edison, SCE, are transitioning customers in late 2020. Energy saving strategies. Turn off non-essential lighting, be mindful of automatic indoor/outdoor lighting during the day. Adjust your thermostat. Preset your thermostat to avoid peak demand hour usage. Use timers, time your appliances like dishwashers, washing machines, and ovens to save energy. Do more during the day, household chores performed between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. save energy. Charge devices overnight, charge your personal devices at night, after the 4 p.m. 9 p.m. peak hours. It doesn't take much to make a difference. Simply being mindful of the time of day and adjusting your energy use accordingly is all you need to do. To sign up for this feature, go to www.energyupgradeca.org/themovement/more-time-of-use-program information. Please contact your CCB community educator, James Collins, email james.collins@ccbnet.org. Phone 916-441-2100. Golden State Guide Dog Handlers, Inc. GSGDH. Dear CCB Conference and Convention attendees, GSGDHI is proud to be a significant affiliate of the California Council of the Blind with 50 members. Our motto is Forward Together. We are a mission-driven group with 7 working committees, providing both telephonic programs and in-person activities at conventions, publish our own newsletter 3 times a year and offer much more. We wish to remind you that our major fundraising event at the 2019 CCB Conference and Convention is a silent auction featuring 5 great prizes. Come by the auction table, right next to the JSCD membership table and the exhibit room, for either a braille or print announcement which gives you all the information you need regarding the silent auction. Turn in your bid request and contact information to our volunteers. All bidding is concluded at 4 p.m. on Friday, June 7, 2019. The prize winners will be announced at the GSGDHI luncheon on June 8. For all dog lovers, check out the fun products at the GSGDHI exhibit table. We are raising funds to continue our advocacy efforts and to be able to invite prominent program speakers to our events, in addition to supporting CCB. We urge all guide dog handlers and friends of handlers to join GSGDHI for $20 annually. Visit our JSCD table in the exhibits room and a member and a volunteer will assist you. To join GSGDHI or to ask questions regarding membership, contact GSGDHI Treasurer, Vita Zavoli, at email vzavoli@gmail.com, or call 510-846-4080. Moving forward together. Alice Turner, JSCD President. Vanda Pharmaceuticals Inc. Vanda Pharmaceuticals is dedicated to raising awareness of non-24-hour sleep-wake disorder, non-24, and supporting the blindness community. The non-24 is a rare circadian rhythm disorder affecting up to 7% of people who are totally blind. People living with non-24 experience excessive daytime sleepiness and nighttime sleeplessness, which leads to impaired social and occupational functioning. The is due to the misalignment between the internal master body clock and the 24-hour day. Come visit us at our booth to learn about non-24 and sign up for additional information. Call Health Educator toll-free at 855-856-2424. 24 hours a day, every day. Visit us online at www.non24.com. Guide Dogs for the Blind. Harnessing the power of partnership. Guide Dogs for the Blind, GDB, is more than an industry-leading guide dog school. We are a passionate community that serves the visually impaired from throughout the U.S. and Canada. All of our services are provided free of charge, including veterinary assistance as needed. Visit our website at guidedogs.com to learn more about our exciting programs, including free ONM immersion program, in-depth ONM training program for those interested in guide dog mobility, free guide dog lifestyle workshops, hands-on workshops to learn what it like to be partnered with a guide dog. Guidedogs.com, 800-295-4050. Cruise autonomous vehicles. A generational opportunity to improve accessibility. Cruise guiding principles. 1. Accessibility is not one size fits all. 2. Building toward universal design. 3. Prioritizing a more accessible vehicle. Who we are. Cruise first ever external research initiative explored transportation barriers for the blind and low vision communities. User interviews, CO design sessions, and ongoing community engagement are informing accessibility in the Cruise autonomous vehicle. Where we going? Cruise is actively engaging with stakeholders to inform a better, more accessible user experience. For the first time, people who are blind will be able to move freely over great distance without the assistance of other sighted individuals. Anthony Stevens, American Council of the Blind. Sprint accessibility. Sprint vision, putting the power of independence in your hand. Accessible devices. Affordable service plans. Uber voucher program promotion. Extraordinary care support. To learn more, contact Sprint Accessibility Care. 855-885-7568. Accessibility at sprint.com/vision. Offer ends December 31, 2019. Each $10 voucher good toward one ride only, up to $100 total. If ride is under $10, remaining credit does not roll over to next ride credit. Credits expire after 6 months of purchase. Officer not available everywhere. Sprint reserves the right to change or cancel offer at any time. Restrictions apply. 2019 Sprint. All rights reserved. Other marks are property of their respective owners. Adaptive Technology Services. Job Accommodation Consulting. Scripting Services. Assistive Technology Evaluation. Customized Training Programs. Installation and Technology Support. Website Accessibility. 866-564-6650. www.adaptivetech.com/San Francisco, California. DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel Fresno Convention Center. Narrative Description. The California Council of the Blind wishes to thank and commend Ms. Lori Hoke and Ms. Peggy Jacobson for their time and efforts in preparing this hotel description. General. The building is a rectangular structure consisting of 8 floors. The long sides are in a north-south orientation and the short sides in an east-west orientation. Attached to the building is the conference center located on the north side of the main rectangular structure. The main entrance is located on the south side of the building. Outdoor free parking is on the south and west sides of the hotel. Primary front entrance. The primary front entrance is on the south side of the hotel where you would enter from the portico/driveway. This area has a 15-minute parking/loading zone for public/private transportation and shuttle service. When approaching the main entrance from the portico, there is an outdoor rug/mat located in front of an automatic door that opens when you approach. This enclosed area has benches on the right and left walls. You must then proceed through another set of automatic doors before you are inside the hotel. First floor description to the right. The first floor has the registration desk, atrium lounge, Java stop, international cafe, gift shop, fitness center, pool area, elevators, office space, hospitality suites and several meeting rooms. When you enter the main floor, you will hear a waterfall ahead and to the right, east side of the building. The atrium lounge is directly in front and is in a sunken area that has steps going down. The bar area is a tiled area down the steps and to the left, west, of you. When you walk in and turn directly to the right, you will pass an ATM machine on the right. The business center is past the ATM machine in the corner of the building. If you go to the end and turn left, the registration desk will be on your right. You will hear the waterfall on the left side of the walkway. As you continue past the guest service/registration desk, there are restrooms on the right side and a planter on the left. All of the meeting rooms will be on the right in this part of the hotel. When you pass the waterfall, you will find the International Cafe on the left. If you continue past the International Cafe, the walkway will narrow and there are meeting rooms on the left. This entire area is tiled. When you find carpet, you are now entering the meeting area. First floor description to the left. When you enter the main entrance of the hotel and turn to the left, you will find the Java stop on your immediate left. Past the Java stop is a gift shop, then the fitness center door and a set of restrooms all on your left. If you go straight ahead, you will find the pool entrance. If you turn right before the end of the hall, you will find a carpeted hallway that will lead to the hospitality room on the left and three banks of elevators on the right. The elevators do not have a voice announcing the floors, but there are braille markings. If you continue past these elevators and rooms, you will come to a hallway on the left that takes you to a door leading outside to the dog relief area. The end of this walkway ends in a conference room on the left called the Sequoia Room and the International Cafe entrance straight ahead but to the right. There are a set of restrooms in this area as well. There is a phone on the wall across from the elevators. Conference center and salon rooms. The conference center is located on the north side of the hotel building. To access it, travel on the east side of the hotel heading away from the main entrance. You will pass the atrium lounge and the international cafe, all located on the left. After passing the international cafe, you will veer slightly to the left down a hallway, which leads to the conference center. There is a rubber mat in front of the double doors of the conference center. These doors are usually kept open. The conference center is all carpeted flooring. If you turn left in this hallway, you will locate Salon D2 and Salon D3. If you turn right, you will locate Salon D1. To access the other salons, turn right after entering the conference center and turn left at the end of this hallway. The men and women restrooms are on the right wall. You are now in the foyer of the conference center. To the left are Salon D, Salon C, and Salon B. To the right are six glass doors leading outside. This is the M Street entrance. Continuing past the foyer to the end of the hallway, there is another set of restrooms located to your right. Turning right will lead you to another glass door to the outside of the conference center. Turning left, you will locate Salon E, Salon F, and Salon G on the right. On the left are Salon A1 and Salon A2. To exit the conference center to the main hotel area, reverse the route past the foyer, turn right then left into the hallway. Dog relief area. The dog relief area is on the left, west of elevator, side of the building near the Sequoia meeting room and international cafe entrance. There is a short hallway leading to glass doors to the outside. There is a small garden, grass area, and walkway. It will be blocked off at the end of the walkway. Inquire about a dog relaxing area in the conference center at the front desk. Pool/jacuzzi area. In the southwest corner of the hotel, just past the fitness center, there is a door leading to the pool area. The pool is enclosed by walls on three sides and about 3/4 of the pool is covered. As you go through the doorway, the pool's shallow end is forward and to the right. The jacuzzi is on the left. Past the jacuzzi there is a wall with a shelf containing towels. If you turn left when you walk in there are showers and restrooms. If you turn right and follow all the way past the deep end of the pool there is a lounge area with outdoor tables, chairs, and umbrellas. The pool area is open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and has an ADA lift. Designated smoking area. This area is located outside of the main hotel entrance. To find this area, exit the hotel into the portico/driveway. If you cross the driveway, there is a small landscaped island with two benches and a receptacle for cigarette butts. Beyond the island is the guest parking area. Smoking is permitted anywhere outside of the hotel as long as you are 15 feet from the building. Guest room floors. Guest rooms are located on floors 2 through 8. There are two bottled waters with a tag on them in each room near the television. They cost $2.50 and will be billed to the room if used. Ice machines are located in the southwest corner of each floor. Snack/beverage machines are located next to the ice machines. Drink machines are on the even floors and snack machines are on the odd floors. As you walk south down the hallway, at the end turn right into a small nook area and you will find the machines on your right. There is a trash receptacle next to the beverage or snack machine. Beyond the ice machine is an exit door leading to the stairs. If you would like to read a copy of the hotel emergency evacuation procedures, braille and large print copies are available at the front desk. Disclaimer. The above narrative description of the DoubleTree Hotel is to be considered only as a general overview and not an exhaustive in-depth description of the facilities.